Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
Our concern are that really we find ourselves outside and the door is locked for us. We have studied for so many years and we never thought that the career that we chose, we will ever face unemployment. So we find ourselves back home, our families and the community not understanding what is going on because the hospitals are short-staffed, they need doctors, but here we are currently unemployed.
I am aware there are over 1,000 doctors that are unemployed in the country itself. What is the challenge that's coming through from the department preventing you from being part of the team here that's saving lives?
The department says that their challenge is funds. They are saying that they have a certain budget, and with the economy of South Africa, there has been budget cuts.
So what are you hopeful in terms of a change in the situation in the coming months? Is there any plan in place from the unions to sort of lobby government to hire staff that is much needed in the facilities?
The union, the South African Medical Association trade union, is trying. We had a peaceful march on the 26th of January where we marched to the Office of the Premier to hand over a memorandum of action, and the instruction was that the government must hire all the doctors and also other complaints that were put in that memorandum. So the union is doing something.
So how much of a problem is this impacting you, your well-being, your family, and as well as the hope that the department put on you, promising the doctors much-needed job opportunities?
I won't lie and say there isn't an emotional burden in terms of, as I said, with our families. We are back at home now and we're breadwinners. Now the 31st is coming and you really don't have a salary, and we went through the COVID pandemic. We were the first doctors. When we entered our internship, we entered into the pandemic. And we really suffered a lot emotionally through that. And we really worked hard through that. But now, we really find ourselves, as I said before, outside with the door closed on us.
Meanwhile, SAMATU Deputy President Dr. Nkateko Mnisi explains the plan to lobby government to allow for the opening of frozen posts, which have been implemented due to budget constraints.
I'm representing the members of SAMATU, who are doctors all across the country. SAMATU is a trade union only for doctors, in order to empower them, in order to allow for quality health care services for our nation. When you finish medical school, you qualify with a Bachelor of Medicine and Surgery, after which you have 3 years of mandatory, which you must work for the government. In the first year, it's called internship, and then after you've completed your internship, you're expected to do 1 year of community service. After you've completed those 3 mandatory years, you're considered to be an independent practitioner by the Health Professional Empowerment for South Africa, the HPCSA. So what we're finding is that a lot of doctors post-community service are unemployed currently. Our database has been growing, and now currently have a database of more than 1,000 doctors that are saying they're unemployed in our membership database. This being said, they're from all corners of South Africa. The reality in our public institution, considering it's serving more than or close to 80% of the population, depending on where in South Africa you are, who are making use of public healthcare services, there are currently vacancies.
Now, we are aware of the seriousness of the situation, but the government saying that obviously these positions have been kept for bursary holders. Any more than that, they cannot afford to employ these doctors. There was a march that took place last week. What is the way forward in terms of progress now? What are your demands with the departments?
We actually named it the National Day of Action. So there were 3 marches happening concurrently. So a memorandum was handed over, setting our current situation and issues from all across the country which were tabulated, as well as way forward. So what we would like is for those doctors to be absorbed in the healthcare system because there is understaffing. For those that are employed to not have a temporary contract, rather a permanent, which will make the public healthcare sector more appealing than that of the public, of the private, as well as filling up registrar or training posts. And yeah, so those are our demands.
You did mention that the existing doctors in the public health service being overworked and being forced to do commuted overtime. But I can tell you there are several doctors out there that do not want the commuted overtime and would rather prefer the government to introduce some sort of a system where the doctors work in shifts rather than working prolonged hours. Is there any negotiation in this regard where existing doctors are not forced to do commuted overtime?
The doctors that we have been speaking to in areas where they are implementing that system have expressed concern or unhappiness to that particular system because it means in the day in comparison to the other system. And in the day, there's normally a higher workload because that's where you have your OPDs, you have your antenatal care visits, you have your theater times that are elective as well. And also a lot of those in family medicine also do the outreaches. So those that have been finding them in that system do have complaints. So I can't say in that regard we've been engaging with the department there, as many have expressed concerns.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.